This is Twit.
Okay, let's talk about AOL. You talked to Jan Brandt, who was the mastermind behind all those CDs that, like, I have still visions of them, like, just in my mailbox and just the things we would do with them because you had so many of them. Talk a little bit about that plan.
Yeah, so, online services, again, we're dating ourselves here, but it's not exactly the internet. They had been around for a good decade, and they had been trying to make an industry out of, like, you use your computer to go online and do things. And AOL was a distant third to Prodigy, CompuServe, and had only amassed maybe not even a million subscribers yet. And this is maybe 93, 94. And Jan Brandt goes to Steve Case and says, can I have a couple hundred thousand dollars to print up discs and then later CDs? And he's like, what are you going to do with them? And she said, I'm just going to put them everywhere. And her intuition, as she told me when I interviewed her, was that I can commission all of these ads or even white papers or like we'll get people in malls and we'll sit them down in front of computers and train them. Because this is still a period where computers are scarce or rare in homes, and online is unbelievably scarce. And so how do you tell people what online is? And she just decided, I'm just not going to tell them. I'm going to give them a disc, and I'm going to try to get them to put it in their computer, and they'll figure it out for themselves. If I can just get them to put this thing in their machine and start clicking around, they'll find whatever it is that's online that will be the, aha, this is what online is, as opposed to me telling them. So they put them in, they freeze-dried them and put them in Omaha Steaks. They put them on seats in NFL games. And if you were alive, there was not a magazine, newspaper, book, anything that you could buy for several years that wouldn't have an AOL free trial disc CD in it. There's that famous Quora thread where something like 90% of the CDs produced in the late 90s at some point by like 98, 99 had the AOL logo on them. And this is at the height of CDs being the main medium of music and CD-ROMs and things like that. So they just, once it worked, I have a quote from her that they were at a conference and one of the, I think it was CompuServe, one of the rivals didn't recognize her. She was there with her boss. And he says, whoever that lady is at AOL, she's insane. She's spending all this money. She's littering the country with these discs and CDs. I don't know why they're still going with this. And she takes her boss aside later and she says, every time someone says that to you about me, I want you to agree with them, say I'm a dumb broad and that I have no idea what I'm doing because they don't understand how much this is working. They're still trying to educate the consumer. And all I'm doing is giving the consumer the keys to the car and letting them drive off.